With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. One military analyst says that incoming President Trump has reason to be concerned about China's possible control over the Panama Canal. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
He'd also like to prevent the drastic cost increases that we've seen over the last couple of decades as it's transitioned from American control to Panamanian/Chinese control.
And Colonel McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network that China is behind much of the problems that could surround the canal that connects the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Correspondent Noam Kim reports on the arrest of a Gazan hospital director after Israel's army reportedly cracked down on Hamas terrorist activity originating from that building.
Gaza's health ministry said Dr. Hussam Abu Safia was arrested at Kamal Adwan Hospital. It comes a day after Israeli troops stormed the building. Israel's army denied claims it entered the complex and said it was conducting operations against Hamas militants in the area. I'm Nayan Kim.
Concerns still being raised about the 11th-hour budget bill President Biden signed into law a week ago. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden told the Salem Radio Network the original measure was drastically downsized from more than 1,400 pages to just about 118 pages.
What was left was the bare-bones things that need to make sure that our government still functions, so our Border Patrol agents get paid, our military gets paid, our Capitol Police get paid. All of the social services remain intact. Our farmers, for me most importantly, we have a farm bill extension.
Van Orden says the $10 billion earmarked for farmers who've been struggling with high interest rates could keep many of them up and running. They've also been dealing with declining crop prices and rising production costs outpacing farm revenues. This is SRN News. Pornhub is calling it quits in the state of Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says a 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports White House is confirming a ninth U.S. telecom firm has been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign, one that gave officials in Beijing access to private text messages and telephone conversation from a number of Americans.
There have been at least eight telecommunications companies, as well as dozens of nations, affected by the Chinese hacking blitz known as Salt Typhoon. The ninth victim was identified after the Biden administration released guidance to companies on how to hunt for Chinese culprits in their networks. Though the FBI has not publicly identified any of the victims, officials believe senior U.S. government officials and prominent political figures are among those whose communications were accessed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Friday. The Magnificent Seven stocks weighed on the market, led by declines in NVIDIA, Tesla, and Microsoft. More at SRNNews.com.